Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. My name is Tom Morgan, right here in the Sunbury Studios for 3 hours a day. Then I go home and work from home the rest of the day. Laura is at home in her makeshift studio in Elysburg. This is the only local live morning show from two different zip codes. We hope you are enjoying it as much as we are in these crazy COVID times. Yeah. We see a lot of people doing different kind of things. Trying to spin a positive out of a negative, if you will. More announcements of, you know, cancellations as this pandemic continues. Comic-Con has been canceled. Gay pride parades have been canceled. The World Series of Poker has been canceled. And the National Spelling Bee has been canceled. Okay, I don't, you know, ease up, little kids that have been studying the dictionary for a year. Your older brothers and sisters don't have graduation, okay? No prom either, so take it easy. There'll be another spelling bee. You've got plenty of time. I do feel sorry for high school seniors, college seniors. My youngest daughter just got her master's. Will not walk across the stage at the University of Pittsburgh. Nope, because it's been canceled. Those are once-in-a-lifetime things. We seem to focus on sports all the time. Oh, these poor basketball players didn't have a Final Four. These football players, you know, whatever, you know, athletes and sports, I do feel for you. The local athletes that are seniors, again, you're missing your senior year of baseball or lacrosse, track and field. But you're also missing your senior prom. You're missing graduation. These are life events that will go down in your history as 2020. The year of COVID-19, yeah, it started in 2019, but 2020, it reached its boom and canceled a year of your life. And for workers on the front line, they'll never forget this. When hospitals go back to normal, or the new normal, when everything goes back, everything will still be like, wow, I remember when. Take this emergency room doctor in Texas, Dr. Jason Barnes. He decided he didn't want to be without his family, separated from his family. So he was going to quarantine in a hotel near the hospital? No. Was he going to sleep on the floor somewhere in the hospital? No. He was going to quarantine in his children's backyard treehouse.
So right now, we are in the COVID-19 quarantine cabin in my backyard. It's my kids' treehouse. I just didn't want to go through the hassle of finding a room or plugging in an RV somewhere, so I just said, hey, let's fit into the treehouse. So as comical as it was really our only, you know, or the best option that I thought we had at the time to keep me away from the family. I just wanted to keep the family safe and not just the eccentric guy who lives in this treehouse.
Think about that. Think about that for just a second. He is still with his family, and that's important. As you get out of bed this morning, hug your spouse. Hug and kiss the kids. Tell them you love them. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Something so weird and wonderful about that song. Donja Cat, if you want to get to know me, why don't you just say so? Tom and Laura in the morning from two locations and late night TV from the privacy of their homes.
The World Series of Poker has been postponed because of the coronavirus. Yep, of course, all the players were incredibly upset, but it was impossible to tell.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Morgan here in the Sunbury studio. Laura in Elysburg in our kitchen studio. We'll talk to Laura in just a bit. Hope you're enjoying some kind of silence, quarantined in the house. Maybe the kids are still in bed. When you drive to work early in the morning, there is silence. The only people I see are garbage trucks and Wise Market trucks. They are the only thing I see when I drive to work in the morning. Nobody else is on the road. So, of course, our Wise Market tractor trailers delivering the essentials to the supermarket and the waste management guys and all the private garbage picker-upper guys doing their job, getting rid of the waste. When are we going to open? I don't know. That's the big question. Maybe around May 8th, maybe. Now the governor's saying he's going to leave it like county to county. That's a great idea. Now, before you start lighting me up on social media, all you flag-waving people that drove to Harrisburg, you got to do it safely, okay? There's a much larger problem in Philadelphia than there is here in central PA. So maybe we get the earlier openings. That would be nice. And then we monitor the new cases of coronavirus and then slowly open the whole state. I think it's a good idea. As opposed to some dumb people like Texas. Do I have to call this guy out? The lieutenant governor in Texas said yesterday on Fox News, yeah, Fox News, the idiot channel, he said there are more important things out there than living. We have to get the economy going. Who cares about y'all got to die? I'm like, who is this guy? Somebody slap him. I don't know. Maybe you share the same opinion. Until you die or your spouse or your children or your mom or grandma. And then there's Georgia. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has already announced that they'll be opening on Friday. Yay!
America, beginning Friday, it's the re-grand opening of Georgia.
Woohoo!
We're bringing back working out, bowling, and massages.
Wait, what?
You gotta be strong to fight the coronavirus, so we're opening the gyms because everyone always wipes down the equipment after they use it.
Sure they do.
Bowling? Right after riding lawnmower races, it's practically Georgia's national pastime.
I didn't know that.
Is there anything more sanitary than a bowling alley? I don't think so.
Okay.
And with massages, we're going to rub out the corona.
Ah.
To be honest, we're still working on the social distancing part of that.
I'm sure.
Will Georgia's grand reopening result in a happy ending?
Oh,
it will for some, I'm here to tell you.
Right.
It's Georgia's grand reopening this Friday.
Georgia, at least we're not Florida.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura will be by in just a bit. She's at home broadcasting from her kitchen table. I'm here in the studio in Sunbury, and then the rest of my workday happens at my home studio. We should give you a view of that someday. All the late night TV guys are doing it from home. So, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll set something up. That'll be kind of cool. A lot of people are working from home, including secretaries. Do we still call them secretaries? Today is National Secretaries Day. We talked about it at the top of the hour when we opened the show. It's also National Jelly Bean Day, a day set aside to finally finish your jelly beans. I hate jelly beans. And Earth Day, which is most important. We'll talk about Earth Day when Laura joins us because she's the ultimate tree hugger. So we'll talk about that. But Secretaries Day, I mean, I don't know. Now they have different titles, admin professionals. I think everybody should be professional, but that's a name. Just admins, administrative supports, staff. They're called everything. But, you know, just like the old days of the show here, we like to educate you on what things are all about. And Laura's not here, and news guy Matt used to enjoy all these old instructional films. Now I'm here all alone, so bear with me. I have to go all the way across the room here and turn on the projector. I already got the lights. Listen up, everybody. This is a lesson on Secretary's Day.
This is Janet. She's a secretary.
Oh.
She's wearing a two-piece wiggle dress with bolero jacket, pantyhose, and high heel pumps.
Looks pretty
Janet
sharp.
Is typing the day schedule on her Smith Corona typewriter.
Ooh, look at that.
Ooh. Here's her boss, Mr. Johnson.
Oh,
he's inviting her into his office to take dictation.
Dick what?
She walks in. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife.
Uh-oh.
Telling her to eat dinner without him.
Oh.
Next, he tells Janet she's going to have to work late. He wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner.
What?
Looks like Janet's going to get a raise. If you know what I mean.
Sure she is.
Oh, boy. Sometimes those old films we watched in high school, they're a little dated.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, it's... All right, maybe Secretary's Day is something totally different. If it is, hey, our apologies. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, the area's only live local morning radio show from two zip codes. Here in the studio, my name's Tom Morgan. There, somewhere on a hillside in Elysburg, her name's Laura Good. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Watched your video yesterday. You should let your husband talk more. He could be quite a movie star. He's a stud.
He is. I know.
Poor guy gets a hi.
He actually really didn't want to participate.
Yeah, I could tell. I did like what he said. He said, so, be safe and be safe. I thought it was great. I was like, there it is.
Be safe.
Yeah. In the next few days, we're going to be showing you what our lives are like because your lives are stuck at home. So, and so are we. So, we're going to be sharing some videos, which I think is a pretty cool idea, and thanking you for going along with this quarantine that a lot of people are starting to stray away from. No, don't do that. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Consider the case where you never know what eyes are upon you. A daughter asked her father where he'd rather be, quarantined with mom or anywhere in the world, and dad answered honestly without knowing that he was being recorded.
Okay, Dad, you have two options. A, staying quarantined in the house with mom, or B?
B.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. Somebody's lawyering up today. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes, Sunbury and Elysburg. Tom here, Laura there. Are you ready, my dear?
If the hills are alive with the sound of a quarantune, I was born ready.
Okay, not exactly our boys, the Quarantunes, but members of the band have broken off to do a movie. And
oh boy,
it is kind of a quarantune.
From Turner Classic Movies.
The world is alive with the sound of mucus.
Mucus?
Ew.
Unlike any germ for a thousand years.
Well, yeah.
It's The Sound of Mucus, a classic family.
No. We... We can't go on with this. I mean, there's funny, and then there's just plain old disgusting. Plus, the computer just locked up. So it's, yeah.
Oh, good.
Because trust me, it got worse from there. It's just stuck. We're stuck like right in the middle of...
I highly recommend the real film, The Sound of Music.
For the kids, for the whole family.
Yes.
Yes, great idea. Let's no longer.
It also is like 4 hours long and has an intermission.
Right.
So it'll take up plenty of time.
You can start watching it later this morning at intermission, take a lunch break, and then it'll take you well into the afternoon, Mom. And you'll never hear the word mucus sung ever in the movie.
That's true.
Thank goodness. 7:20 now. Tom and Laura in the morning. All right. The complaints are coming in that I cut it short. I did not cut it short. The audio actually jammed up on us. But people want to hear more. There's sick people out there that love us, Laura.
They play wanna, again, Tom.
They want to hear more of The Sound of Mucus, which is a classic movie kind of redone for quarantine. It has other favorites, though.
I am 6 feet, going on seven feet, keeping my distance.
Oh, beautiful.
Better be careful and COVID awareful and try not to misbehave.
So Zoom video conference your whole family and enjoy a night at the movies.
Quarantine. Stuck at home until Christmas. Neighbors go.
No
one's coming to visit.
Don't miss The Sound of Mucus from Turner Classic Movies.
Any resemblance between The Sound of Mucus and The Sound of Music is intentional, and they'll probably sue our ass off when the courts reopen.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The bones are all good. Laura's at home, I'm in studio, and the late night TV guys are at home as well.
Both New York and San Francisco have canceled their upcoming gay pride parades. Officials say, for now, the safest way to celebrate being gay is to tweet about Vanderpump Rules.
The comic book world is in mourning this week because Comic-Con has been canceled officially for the first time in its 50-year history. That's the bad news. The good news is, if you still want to pack into a building with a bunch of other people wearing masks, you can just go to any Trader Joe's.
94KX News is next. Fighters' birthday buddies on the way as well. Tom and Laura in the morning. The Prince Grammy show last night was amazing.
It was fantastic.
It started a little slow, and I was a little worried, to be honest with you. But then it caught fire quickly, and wow.
You kind of forget sometimes how extraordinarily talented Prince was, honestly.
And forward-thinking as well. He wasn't afraid to change music or the music industry as well. It was just very entertaining from little-known artists who are currently Grammy-nominated to legends like John Legend and the like. It was pretty amazing. I recorded it. I think I'm going to watch it again.
Did you do the whole like DVR TiVo thing?
Yeah, a little bit after Morris Day and the Time, I started to doze off. So I think I need to watch more. Anyway, musical birthdays today. One, Peter Frampton is 70 years old today.
Wow. What's up, Peter Frampton?
Ooh, baby, I love you. Wait, hand me my walker, will you? Thank you very much. Biter's birthday buddies coming your way from Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store, Sunbury. They're closed now, but you can still win on Friday. Laura will tell you how in just a bit. It's time for Biter's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Anthony Wagner from Sealands Grove. He's 26 today.
A very happy birthday to Carl Blass from Shemokin, 52 today.
Kathy Rickard from Shemokin as well, 56.
Greta Wagner turns 51 today.
Greta, there's a cool name. John Johns, there's a redundant name, from Sealands Grove is 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Johnny John.
Mark Zimmerman from Sealands Grove is 51.
Mary Claire Warwick from Cole Township is 66 today.
Melinda Fleetwood from Freeburg is 56 today.
There you have it. Nobody on the text club at all today. They all want a car wash.
Oh, sure. Don't worry. We'll send out that code
a little bit later.
Hold your horses.
Hang on.
Actually, we had one sent in a little later yesterday, a happy belated birthday to Dave Beeler from Sealands Grove. He's had a birthday yesterday, but we're wishing him today.
All right. Everybody's got a birthday, right, Laura?
Yes, and we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, get them in early. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us at 1-800-326-94KX or text us at 49330. And that's how you have to be in it to win it with Fighters Birthday Buddies. $100 could be yours every single Friday. Just text us your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Every weekday morning, right about this time.
Yeah, it's Fighters.
It's Fighters. Birthday Buddies!
Thank you.
On 94KX.
94KX, the rich and the famous. Tom and Laura in the morning. Okay, we're not rich and we're not really famous either, but, you know, we're here for you every morning, live and local, correct?
That is correct.
I mean, here we are. I'm here in the studio in Sunbury. You're on the side of a hill where the sound of music is alive in Elysburg. And we're all dealing with the same thing, the quarantine.
Interestingly enough, Elysburg does have its very own convent.
Yes, it does. Is there anything going on in that building? It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. The sisters are cloistered, but quite active.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do tours?
No. when the sort of retiring sisters moved out and the new sisters came in, there was an opportunity for the general public to tour the monastery, but then they closed it up, and these women are truly cloistered.
Yeah, they're a quiet bunch out there, aren't they?
Yeah, you hear the bells every day, though. It's sort of beautiful. I love it. I love having the monastery up there.
There's another group of quiet people, simple people. They're called the Amish.
Yes, we have many in the area.
How are they doing?
And Mennonite.
How are they doing during the quarantine? Well, it seems like some of them wanted to party.
Sheriff's Dispatch, Jevons.
There's a
bunch of Amish people over on Plettysburg Road.
And when we got there, there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran. There was one that was too intoxicated to run, had to be transported by ambulance.
What? Uh-oh. Placing themselves at risk. I'm glad that the sheriff's office was there to do something about it, to intervene and to put them on their way. These are your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, and so we all need to do what we need to do to protect them as well as ourselves.
An Amish booze party in a barn. Who would have thought
that's it? That's called Rumspringa.
Rumspringa?
Yes.
Is that like Amish for rump shaker? I don't know.
No, it's Amish for party, basically. Wow. It's an opportunity for the Amish to party.
What do I have to do at my age, because it's going to be on my bucket list, to get to a Rumspringa, or whatever you call it?
No, Rumspringa.
Rumspringa.
And it's not just one thing. It's a moment in time for an Amish person coming of age to sort of go out, experience the world, and then choose either the plain lifestyle, which would be Amish. Remaining Amish,
right,
or choosing to leave the fold.
Well, this is why I want to get invited to one of these parties, because then you'd have three choices: the plain, the English, or the Tom Morgan lifestyle.
Oh Lord.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, live, local, love and life worth talking about, from two different zip codes. Sunbury Studios and high atop Blue Hill. And somewhere on Hillside is Laura, who hopefully she's not walking our dogs. Are you here?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You know, we've all had things happen during this pandemic, which is kind of funny. I think our pets are the funniest thing because they can't get adjusted. Like right now, your dogs think you're home for eternity.
And they're loving every second of it.
Yeah, so now they're just like right in the middle of the show. They just go over to the door and say, yo, got to go out in the yard, Laura.
They don't have to hold it.
And you're like, dude, 30 seconds left in the song.
Exactly.
Mommy has to talk on the radio. Sorry, got to go poop. You know, it's got to be funny in your house right now.
It is. It's got to be funny in persons' homes that have a whole pack of kiddos, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of togetherness equals a lot of funny, and also probably some stress.
Right. We've seen it on late night TV. Fallon's trying to do his show and kid interrupts. You know, it's kind of funny.
Oh, his daughters don't care.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't at all. I have a conference call at 10 o'clock this morning from my home studio. I'm hoping to get interrupted by just about everybody in the neighborhood. It'll be great. I'll introduce everybody. I'll be like everybody on my conference call. Go, hang on, Zoomers. Hang on. This is the guy next door that mows my lawn for free. Say hi. Gene, say hi. He'll be, how y'all doing?
Actually, I think that's on my agenda today, mowing the lawn.
There it is. I mean, we're all staying at home. We're all trying to stay healthy. And then there's the story of Tom Hanks. We were so shaken up when we found out that he and his wife tested positive for the virus. Now they're fully recovered. Now they're donating plasma. Is this cool or what?
I think it's amazing because then they can use the antibodies because they were each a confirmed case of COVID-19.
That's right.
So they can take the antibodies from the plasma in their blood and then study it to try and hopefully come up with a vaccine.
Well, now you just played spoiler because Hanks was going to say it himself, but he says it.
Oh, sorry.
He says it in that way that only Tom Hanks with his sense of humor can say.
We just found out that we do carry the antibodies. We have not only been approached, we have said, do you want our blood? Can we give plasma? And in fact, we will be giving it now to the places that hope to work on what I would like to call the Hank scene.
Yeah.
So it's, if this goes somewhere, Laura, he doesn't want to call it the vaccine. He wants, you know, the Hank scene.
You know, I feel like people would line up to get that kind of vaccine. Change approved.
Exactly. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different locations. She doesn't have to call. She's got her own studio in Elysburg. Laura, how you doing? All right? You doing okay? Why do I feel
like...
Yeah,
it was my kitchen table.
Yeah, why do I always have to feel like I ask? But we all are doing this, right? How you doing? You okay? You safe? How's everybody doing? We find ourselves asking that question more, don't we?
I think that's all right, though, because it shows that you are trying to reach out to others, that you care, and every day is different, but it's the same.
Exactly. I mean, even if you're like with strangers, you're going to the store, you say to the girl at the checkout, thank you, be safe. And we, when you say that, they look at you and they go, oh, thank you. Yes, you too. You know, like, everybody is, I don't know, I may be just gushy here, but I think everybody's kinder and gentler.
I don't think that's being gushy. I think it's trying to always speak from a place of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need right now.
That's definitely what we need right now. Imagine this guy in Virginia. This is a great story, and we are trying to stress the positive things here with our morning show. A 31-year-old man in Virginia figured he had enough money to get by. I mean, he's doing okay during this quarantine, and he gets his stimulus check in the mail, $1,200. And he's thinking to himself, well, this is cool to stimulate the economy, but I don't really need it.
I felt like it would have been selfish of me to hold on to that money for whatever purpose when I have friends out there who are truly struggling. He was at a breaking point. You know, he didn't have any savings left, and he's faced with bills. He's got a young daughter. No matter what your circumstances may be, there's always somebody else out there whose circumstances are worse than yours. And for me, while I could have held on to the money to try and buy a house, put it towards that, I have friends out there who are faced with the very real threat of not being able to maintain a roof over their heads at all.
And now when he says friends, some of them were actually friends. Some of them he didn't even know. So he did his own online drawing for people who were, like, out of jobs, out of money.
Wow.
And he ended up giving his $1,200 stimulus check to a guy he had never met, a single dad with a little girl.
You know what, though? Maybe that is something that he could do and is helping him get through. So that act of kindness sort of is lifting him up, and then the money is helping the other person.
And then there's always that word, Laura, karma.
Comes back around.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here, she's there. We're getting it done live and local. And the late night TV guys are confined to their homes as well. But we still have late night sound bites.
One of the craziest conspiracies out there right now is that the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, created COVID-19. Yeah, today Gates said, believe me, if I had created COVID-19... it would have crashed a long time ago.
Tom and Laura in the morning, we all got our masks on, but some of us wear gloves and some of us don't. Laura's going to help us out with this now because there's all kind of rumors going around, right?
Yes, there really are. And here's the thing. Make sure that you get your information from a qualified scientific source.
Ah, you just don't slap the rubber gloves
on. CDC.
Yeah, there you go. Don't just go slapping rubber gloves on or latex gloves or any other material and think you're safe because there's a lot of things you shouldn't do, right?
No, so here's the thing. I've seen a couple of videos online where nurses and microbiologists actually explain how wearing gloves to the store might actually do more harm than good. Yes. However, wearing a mask or cloth face covering is exactly what we should be doing.
Right, because your gloves can actually, if you get the virus on the gloves, it'll live longer than on your skin. So, you know, you
got to... Well, that's anything. It's called cross-contamination.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So when surgeons glove up and go into the operating room, they go through a process to put those gloves on, and then they don't touch anything until they begin work on the patient.
There's
and then
the key.
If cross-contamination occurs, they remove those gloves, they wash their hands, they re-put the gloves on, they sanitize the gloves, and then they go back in.
So be careful of the false sense of security of putting gloves on, going into the grocery store, and then touching everything. Just don't do it.
Well, and then a couple of things that I've seen is people don't take gloves off correctly.
Okay.
So then when you take them off wrong, you get germs where there were gloves, and then you get them all over themselves. And then people are just dropping them in parking lots.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Don't litter.
So make sure you take the gloves off properly. You don't pull them off by the fingers like you would your winter gloves or whatever. Don't do that. Get up around the wrist. Pull it off inside out. And, well, actually, just go see the videos. Log on and watch the videos. They could describe it a whole lot better than we can. But if you're going to wear gloves, Laura, I guess we just got to do it safely, right?
Do it safely. And the best thing to do, instead of wearing gloves, because those latex and non-latex gloves do need to be saved for our frontline workers, right?
Okay, yeah.
We all don't need them. All we need to do, wash our hands. Avoid touching your face, wipe down your phone, and if you can't get yourself to a faucet and soap and water, use hand sanitizer, homemade or purchased.
There it is. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I shall return home shortly. I'm here in the studio every day in Sunbury from like 5 to 9. Then we go home. Laura's at home pretending it's a studio. So it's almost the same thing. I mean, it's...
No.
No?
But it's a little lonely sometimes.
It is. I agree with you there.
I miss coming to the studio.
I miss you here. I keep the lights down low and everybody walks by. Well, not everybody. The building's practically empty. But when Mark Lawrence comes in or Sports Center comes in, why do you keep it so dark in here? I'm like, because it's not the same, man. I'm working solo. But we'll be together soon. I know it.
Well, what, May? What's the date? May 8th?
Yeah.
Is now the new Target?
It's the new Target. And we have good news. Ultimate Express Car Wash is back open. So that's cool.
Heck yeah. And today would be a beautiful day to get the car washed.
Yeah, big sunny day today. And Ultimate Express Car Wash is now reopened with hours that are different. So listen up, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. That's it for now. But they are doing car washes completely safe. Okay? Social distancing included. You never have to get out of your car. Everything's good. And today is a Wednesday at the wash.
Yes, it is. So make sure that you're part of our text club. Sign up at WQKX.com and then text that keyword WASH, W-A-S-H, to the text club. And then that way you're in it to win it with Ultimate Express. And also you get that code for $2 off.
$2 off and maybe even more. Ultimate Express Car Wash is there on the Strip in Sealands Grove. Also on Route 11 by Geisinger in Danville.
The Geisinger.
And it's out near the pizza place in Belltown, Williamsport. So go get the car wash today and tell Butch and the boys that Tom and Laura said hi. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and a song that will forever remind us, too, of a giant fish. There you have it. Harry Styles, I adore you. Google the video. It's just amazing.
It's great. Yeah, the music video, the whole thing, it's almost like a little cinematic experience.
Yeah.
And the fish in the end is so happy.
Yes. If you click on the long version, you get like the entire children's story and the folklore and all that. Yeah. It's every time I hear that song, I think of Harry Styles walking around town with a fishbowl with a giant fish hanging out of it. But anyway, we are getting through this quarantine, this pandemic, this coronavirus thing.
Yes, we are.
By broadcasting from two different zip codes, but still keeping it positive. And Laura loves to get on that thing we call the interweb and find a thought for the day. Do you have one?
Today's is very simple.
Okay.
And it's short.
Oh, okay.
And as you go about, if you're out and about, just keep this in mind.
Okay.
Today, you could be standing next to someone who is trying their best not to fall apart. So whatever you do today, do it with kindness in your heart.
Wow. That's exactly
that in mind.
No judgment. Yeah.
Zero judgment. Zero judgment. Everybody's handling this whole quarantine global pandemic thing differently, right?
You're exactly right.
Some days we're super productive. Other days we just eat chocolate-covered almonds on the couch. Maybe I did that yesterday.
Maybe you didn't.
Maybe I didn't.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Do the Laura I may or may not have thing. Go ahead.
I may or may not have had a bottle of wine and chocolate-covered almonds yesterday as my lunch. Just saying.
That's how you're coping. That's fine.
No.
Chad Evans is coping. He's on the way next. He'll take you through the midday, including our way back lunch. Have a good day, everybody.
And remember, have today with kindness in your heart. Just be kind.
Bye.
See ya.